This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
You're listening to the What's Brewing Show, part of the What's Brewing Show Network, with your hosts, Jake Merrifield, Bill Shirley, Jamal Artis, and Mike Regalado, bringing you anything and everything UCLA sports. And now, it's time for the What's Brewing Show.
And welcome to What's Brewing, a show about anything and everything Bruin sports. I am your host, Bill Shirley.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me.
Oh my god, this is amazing!
Check out my Chrissy behind his fine all of the time.
What?
Sex on the beaches. What else is in the teaches of peaches?
This is my dream! I would love to do acapella peaches! That would be amazing!
Well, they did it first.
No, but I've been singing it for years!
Yes, you have.
Wait a second.
This is not going on, bro.
Wait a second.
Well, just don't lead with that.
How can I not leave with it? It's the start of the show.
Don't title the show "Fuck the Pain Away."
Well,
but then put it on, bro. I mean, Jesus Christ! Title the show like "Not Fuck the Pain Away."
Hey,
and then put it up there.
This is all great.
What's your preferred email right now? The Hotmail or the
Hotmail?
Yeah, okay.
How did you find that?
Well, I'll tell you. I found it in just a minute as I send you the full version.
That is amazeballs.
It's off season, people.
Bill,
it's getting crazy here.
Oh my God! All the pain you bring me,
yes.
There is some joy there too,
yes.
And I heard this and I immediately thought of you.
Oh my God, yes.
And
dude,
I'm saying
you have no idea what that song means to me and my kids. my kid, I'm telling you, you should have seen the death stare Suzanne gave me when 3-year-old Jordan was like, he just got out of like the shower, was like, sucking on my, like I know that, and he didn't, of course, say the other words, because I didn't say them.
This is not going on, bro.
And my wife looked at me like, you motherfucker. I was like, a tear came to my eye when I saw it. I was like, oh, Jordan, that was so cool. 3 years old.
Anywho.
This is the punk rock version.
I'm terribly behind in the show. Like, season 3 has been out for like 3 months, and I'm only on episode 2.
Yeah.
But when I heard that, I almost fell off the couch.
From what?
This is off of Sex Ed, episode 3.2. It's featured in there. There's a minute long.
Oh, I stopped watching after the first season.
You shouldn't have, because it's an amazingly good show. And stop shaking your head, because it's terrific.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you would have kept watching it, you would have had that gift for yourself.
I got the gift from you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I emailed it to you.
Oh, that's funny.
Can we like open the show, please?
Oh, that was funny, dude. God. Oh my God. Acapella, F the Pain Away.
I only played half of it.
That's amazing, dude.
So keep going. What show is this?
Sex Ed.
No! What show are we on, Bill? You're introducing the show! Get to the introduction of the show!
Wait, we're just talking about Sex Ed, and he's like, what show is this?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You hear that, Mike? I mean, you hear this.
There's going to be UCLA talk at some point,
right?
I know. He plays my favorite songs, and then he acts like, Bill, focus! He plays my fucking favorite song! This fucker's known me for how many years now? That's true. 1999, he's like, Bill, focus!
We gotta put a parental advisory on this one.
Mike, shut up. Not doing none of that. Someone's gotta listen to complain.
Yeah, seriously. All five of them.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
Sorry, Mom.
So here we go, guys. Look, it's the What's Brewing Show. It's the What's Brewing Show.
Thank you.
Is it? I think. And you can reach these guys on social media. You can reach them on.
I did not expect this intro.
On Elon Musk.
Told you.
New.
I told Mike before the show. I said.
I didn't realize.
We're going a little. This is not even the.
You're going
thing.
Nuclear.
We're going nuclear.
Oh, this is just a start. Apparently,
I said. Predictably, I said when I play the opening drop, Bill is going to lose his shit.
And yeah,
he did. He did. And I was like,
it was awesome.
Oh my God, he did.
All right. On Twitter.
On Twitter. On Elon Musk. Elon Musk's
thank
Twitter.
You, thank you. Are you going to join now that Elon's back?
If he doesn't change anything, no.
He's going to change. That's why he bought
it. Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
So, look, you can reach these guys on Twitter. Mike, what's your handle?
Mike Regalado, LA.
All right, Jake, what's your handle?
WBJake68.
All right, and then...
And the What's Brewing Show handle is...
What's at What's Brewing Show.
Perfect.
All right, good. And Jamal is at King's Papa 10 something.
We'll introduce him tomorrow.
Something.
West Coast
something.
He's got the sniffles.
He finally has the vid?
No, he didn't get the COVID.
Okay.
But he's got the sniffles.
Okay, either way.
So he decided not to subject us to the sniffles.
Well, that's
he's
nice.
Going to subject me to the sniffles tomorrow.
It's okay. I've been around a lot more worse than that. Yeah. Hey, listen. Guys, you can get us on Instagram. You could also email the show. And you can call us at 805-399-4WBS. Suck it, Reign of Troy.
And congratulations. They're finally married.
That's right, guys. Reign of Troy has taken the big step. They've jumped the broom. They've crushed the glass bottle or glass.
All that.
Now they're the Hail of Troy.
They have. What? But either way.
Reign of Troy.
Oh, Hail the hell. Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good.
Now they're their Empire of Troy.
There it is.
Oh.
But either way, Jake went to the wedding. Are you going to talk about that?
I will talk about it later, yeah.
Okay, good.
For
good,
sure.
Good.
But it that's was quite the event.
Oh, that's good.
It was very cool.
I'm glad. Well, congratulations to them.
They're they're probably on their cruise by now. So I
so
hope
everyone's
have fun
on a
going
cruise
to Alaska.
They did Alaska. We did a cruise for our hunting. Suzanne and I did it to the Mexican Riviera.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was fun. I enjoyed it. Listen. Let's get on with the show. There's no real headlines today because we're going to talk about all the headlines as a group. So let's get on with it.
Well, so we no headlines today? None of these? Bro.
Nope.
All right. Well, Mike, what do you want to talk about?
Well, there was a draft.
Ah, football.
There was the end of...
Blue 32!
Okay.
Blue 32! Football.
Yeah, there was a draft, and during that draft, we had a lot of Bruins drafted. I know that's a fact. Bill, were you paying attention to the draft at all?
No.
Good job, Bill.
I just saw your text. I saw a text from you guys that let me know when a Bruin was drafted. I did not pay attention at all.
Well, compared to all the other schools in the Pac-12, UCLA did rather well as far as like drafted players. Overall, in the Chip Kelly era, they've done pretty well with drafted players. Overall, in the last 20 years, they've done well in drafted players. You might ask, with all these goddamn players getting drafted, why the hell did you say football sucks so goddamn bad so much? I'd like to know that, too. Although they have, you know, ain't forward many.
All right, Negative Nancy.
But Jesus Christ!
And not Awesome Nancy, and who is separate from Awesome Nancy in the Inland Empire. Jake, let's focus. Thank you. UCLA had six players drafted. The first one was Greg Dulcich, a guy who was a walk-on. Yes.
Mike, what
it's,
are you doing?
It's taken a while. I'm trying to get the microphone.
Stop breaking the stuff, Mike.
In rock star position. Because we just got to talk about rock stars. Greg Dulcich, a walk-on, was the first Bruin picked in the third round. And, you know, whatever, you know, not a first rounder, second rounder, but the fact that UCLA, after that, after you let the floodgates open, after you break the seal, UCLA just had five other players drafted, and then afterwards, to this point, I think they had four players signed as undrafted free agents.
Let's go through the draft picks.
Yeah.
Number one, let's talk about where they landed. So start with Dulcich. Where did he go?
Let's go with Dulcich. He went to the Denver Broncos, third round, 80th pick.
Right off the bat, that doesn't suck because
he's
going to
get passes from Russell Effing Wilson.
Yes.
To a totally revamped offense under Russell Westbrook. That should be a good spot for him.
Wilson, Jake.
Not Westbrook. He's not very good for L.A., yeah. But we do love you, Russ. Russell Wilson, thank you very much, Bill. And they actually traded away, if I remember right, they traded away one of their tight ends. I want to say went back to Seattle in that trade. So the depth chart there, although I don't know if I'd expect Dulcich to make an immediate impact, he could be a rookie with some juice.
Yeah,
I guarantee you when the fantasy football police come out, you know, in July and you know early August, they'll you know he may be one of those guys like, hey, you know, you might want to look at this guy as a streaming tight end. So I like that spot for Dulcich.
After that,
that's analysis, Bill.
Yeah, that's. UCLA offensive tackle Sean Ryan went 92nd overall, third round, to the Green Bay Packers.
That's fantastic.
And the thing about Ryan is that he's not really projected to be a tackle. He's projected to be a guard at the next level. But, you know, this is a guy that's played along the, you know, the offensive line his whole career. So not a huge change, but obviously it's a different position in a different league, which he's going to have to, you know, adapt to. But,
you know, he started in the Pac-12 as a freshman, impact player, right off the bat. And yeah, they don't like him as a tackle because he's got kind of the shorter arms. You know, he doesn't have the prototypical build, but you never know where he's going to play.
He's a thicker guy that can help the interior rather than a guy that can jut out if needed to on the outside.
Who knows? I mean, he's got some freaking lateral speed. It's just they don't like the prototypical. He doesn't have the prototypical frame, right?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
More likely than not, he'll end up inside.
He's not a big, tall guy.
Yeah.
With length.
Well, he's a tall guy. He's not the, you know, but it's the arms. Short, that's the problem.
Exactly.
The arms.
Yeah, there you go.
You have to have long arms and long legs, Jake. What do you have to? What is a prototypical? Tell me. Seriously,
a little taller and a little bit longer arms. That's basically what it is. A little bit bigger wingspan on the tackles because they want to be
rather
able to
than
reach
having
out and
a
get
big
the guys
thick guy
trying to stretch you, going vertically up the field. You got to be able to
move
in front of them. And
you want
and
a thick guy
him.
At the tackles, but you want him a little longer so that he can kind of strafe and go left and right and you know try to have that length edge off of the offensive line itself.
Bottom line with Ryan. He is a guy who, like I said, started as a Pac-12 freshman, and I think this is a dude with a long NFL career. Whether he ends up inside or not, he's going to be a quality lineman. And for him, it's cool he's going to the Pac. Who knows? They're transitioning.
They love UCLA.
In another year
just,
or so
I'm
from Rodgers. But yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They drafted the mayor. They drafted a lot of guys through, Mercedes Lewis. Well, at least I don't know if they drafted him, but he was there. He was just there. A lot of Bruins go to Green Bay for some reason. There's some kind of
Lewis
connection.
Went
there.
To Jacksonville, but yeah,
but
I know
he was
saying.
There.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else, Mike?
Next, we had, and that was all on day two.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
It is so long. It is such a long process. I was like watching and had a separate TV watching. I don't know. I think I was. I was probably watching Venture Brothers or something, you know, on the side of it.
I'm almost on season two. It's good.
Oh,
it is good.
It gets so much better.
Welcome to the party. 10 years
ago. Tito Bonilla, defensive lineman. He was drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers.
Go Bruins!
Show me your lightning bolts.
In the fifth round,
same colors.
160th overall. So yeah, he does not have to go very far. Obviously, this guy's a big physical presence on the interior. Will probably stay at that nose tackle position. He's projected to do a little bit better in the 4-3 rather than the 3-4. Just because a lot of people didn't see him handling the interior spot on his own. Having some help helps, but especially because he's not really an edge guy, but he can plug the gaps and he can stop runs in their tracks. So that is a good thing for a team that really needs some help on the offensive line.
He's not really the prototypical 3-4 nose tackle, but he is like a 4-3 inside guy.
There you go.
That's what you're getting at. Yes. And that's cool. I mean, wish him all the luck in the world. And a little theme here is the AFC West or the Western teams, right? We got a few more teams that are going to pick some Bruins up. We already got Denver. Now we got the Chargers. I wonder what other teams pick some Bruins. Mike, who's next?
Kyle Phillips was the fourth Bruin to be selected. He was taken by the Tennessee Titans.
Just a baller, man.
In the fifth round, 163rd overall. A lot of people like his speed. It's not projected as of now that he would have a lot of time as a receiver, but they do like the fact that he is a slot guy. But his superpowers will probably be better used as a punt returner because that dude, you know, if he gets some open blocks, he gets into space, he can do some damage. But we also saw that when he was working in the passing game, too. I mean, this is a guy that's my size, and I'm not a huge dude. He just has some speed. He can turn, you know, pretty quickly. If he gets into space, he can just jet out. So this I like where he's going at Tennessee, going to Tennessee. I like him going to Tennessee to help out in the slot position.
Yeah, I'll just say this is that Tennessee in the offseason traded away their best wide receiver, and that's A.J. Brown. He went to Philadelphia. And so now the next best guy they have on their team is a dude, I want to say Robert Woods. Yeah, Robert Woods got hurt this season.
Oh, no.
And you know, but he's on the comeback side. This is the other receivers that he is playing with this year on that roster. Treylon Burks, Dez Fitzpatrick, Cody Hollister, Mason Kinsey, Brandon Lewis, Josh Malone, Racy McMath, Reggie Robertson Jr., Nick Westbrook, and Robert Woods. I mean, those are the freaking receivers that Tennessee has. You know, they still have Ryan Tannehill. It's still, and they're still going to be running the ball a lot behind Derrick Henry. So, to me, that's a team where, you know, they got a guy like Caleb Phillips, who's probably like an underrated sort of guy under the radar, you know, white receiver, all 9 yards, going to get undervalued and all that stuff too. And we saw for the Bruins, he can make big plays. And I hope he can go to Tennessee and off that big play action game and run behind Henry. You know, he can catch some passes and make some big plays, as well as probably, Mike's right, they're probably going to be a special teams dude specifically because he was so electric on the punt returns. Who else, Mikey?
After that, a guy who really was not a lot of people had him in their mock drafts, but Mr. Quentin Lake, following in the footsteps of his dad, Carnell Lake, was drafted in the sixth round, 211th overall, to the Los Angeles Rams. Where's Jamal? Got to speak to this.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you know, Quentin Lake has been injured, but he's shown some he's had some really good production in the backfield. He was a upperclassman, a leader, vocal leader, but he adds to a Rams team that had a lot of trouble in the secondary. They got a little bit thin, so they were able to bring in some defensive backs, and Quentin Lake should help out with that.
And I'll just say that he's going to a spot where, number one, he's got the NFL lineage behind him, mm-hmm. which is obviously a great thing. But now he's going to a team where he can learn from the best of the best of the best, Jalen Ramsey. You know, there's worse guys you could go play with as far as learning from defensive backs, wherever Carnell Lake ends up on the field, whether he ends up being a safety or a cornerback.
And that's good, man, it's especially for our hometown Rams, right? Having a guy there who's going to learn from the best of the best and wear colors very similar to the UCLA Bruins.
So the show your lightning bolts, yes. One LA team drafted a Bruin. The Rams drafted a Bruin. And who's the other local team? Of course, they happen to reside in Las Vegas.
They're not local.
They're still local.
It's another LA team. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the...
Ask the Vatos. They will.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Yes.
Britton Brown, the sixth and final Bruin to be drafted in this year's NFL draft, was selected in the seventh round, 250th overall, by the Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders!
Jake's favorite
what
team.
What can Brown do for you?
I'm
excited about this.
Jake, back me up on this. A lot of people are saying that this is a steal, and this is why I tell you, because I don't think people understand what Britton Brown can do for you. This is a guy that had 6.0 yards per carry and only 102 attempts. He was a bruiser. You know, he was hard to take down, and he had so many yards after contact. He can turn on the afterburners when needed, but just an overall.
He doesn't
have
afterburners. He's slow as fuck. But
no, there were some.
Oh, Britton? He's not.
He was not consistently. He was not consistently fast. But there were times where
he's like Josh Kelly fast. Rip Josh Kelly.
I'll go there. I mean, he's not slow as F, but he's not a guy who.
Poor Josh Kelly.
He wasn't a guy who, a lot of. Okay, speedy guys would take him down, but at the same time, when you have a small, speedy, you know, defensive back, it would be hard to take him down.
They're not going to play him.
He has
him.
A good combination of decent speed for his size and his bruising demeanor.
He just doesn't have the top end speed, but he's plenty fast enough to be a productive back, right? It's just if he breaks one, there's a good chance that one of those fast corners is going to chase him down. But it's a great situation for Bruin fans, because he'll be close, just like Josh Kelly went to San Diego, and hopefully Josh Kelly can break through this year. We're still hoping, although San Diego just drafted another guy to displace him, maybe. But Britton Brown in Las Vegas is great because he's behind, at this point, a couple of Alabama backs. One, you know, Josh Jacobs, who is a legit, you know, top NFL back, and Kenny Drake, who is still trying to find his leg somewhere, but he's not going to compete really with Kenny Drake because Britton Brown is a much different back than him. Kenny Drake's fast guy. Britton Brown's kind of a bruiser, pounder guy. Josh Jacobs kind of a little bit of both. But if he can solidify his spot as the number two A back there, he could really make some hay with the Raiders. It's just the problem is the Raiders need to figure out their shit after losing Gruden halfway through the season last year, and all the ups and downs they went through and the DUI for what's his name that got
killed, that horrible
accident
Vegas, on the Las Vegas Strip. I forgot his name. I know.
You had to go there, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it's all part of their crazy last season. If they can commit to running the ball a little bit, I think Britton Brown can be a big part of that, and he's definitely going to be the Bruin back. I do this quite a bit, but the Bruin back I draft with my last pick in the fantasy football draft this year because I want to know
what can Brown do for you.
Let's go, Britton Brown. We love you, Mikey. Who else got drafted or picked or
that was it?
UCLA or whatever
had six guys drafted, but after the draft, four players had picked up undrafted free agent contracts. Starting with Alec Anderson, the offensive tackle. The other side.
Both Bruin tackles, which is unfortunately a need the Bruins have this year, but both Bruin tackles, Bill, are on NFL squads now.
Yeah, but are they on them? For sure.
Well, one got drafted, and Alec Anderson signed a free agent contract, so he's
with obviously, them. They have to go through summer workouts and stuff like that. But as of now, yeah, they're both on those squads.
Why is Bill such a dick with this stuff? It's like, oh, my God. You know,
Alec Anderson signed with the Buffalo Bills.
Did you
Bills.
See that tweet where he, like, chokeslammed somebody? That was kind of weird.
Well, no, okay, here's the context. You know how the Bills Mafia
– Yes.
Just destroys tables and their tailgates and all that just because they get drunk. Anyway, so that was the thing. He goes, hey, it was something like, hey, Bills Mafia.
I'm related to one.
Exactly. He's like, I'm with you. Something like that. It was pretty cool. Quantrez Knight, the homie.
Q-Knight.
Love that guy.
Mike's favorite player.
I loved him so much. He signed a contract with the San Francisco 49ers.
That's pretty cool.
Ethan Fournier.
This was cool.
This is super cool. And, you know, I
walk on a UCLA receiver, wide receiver,
running back.
Fastest guy on the team?
Pretty much.
I saw him score on the sidelines of the USC game. That was fun. This last awesome. Remember that? He scored the last touchdown.
That was so cool. Yeah, he had that.
It was awesome.
What, he went to the left. He had that full cast on. He found a hole and just
and bam!
Bam! Touchdown. good for you, Mr. Ethan Fournier. He's signed with the Indianapolis Colts. But on Monday, that didn't stop. Swedish linebacker Jordan Jenmark Heath signed as an undrafted free agent with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the cool thing is, when I tweeted this out, I had so many Swedish sports outlets quoting me or replying to me, all in Swedish. It was awesome.
Burga, 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 burga.
Very good.
I was like, this is amazing. This is pretty cool. So UCLA had 10 players signed in some form or another this draft.
Did Beaker chime in?
Me, 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 me. But no, let me That's chime in awesome. Real quick with
did,
some
did, that was good.
With some good. with some draft good. Information. The six players drafted were the most for UCLA since 2016. That year, UCLA had 8 Bruins taken. UCLA had the 7th most players drafted amongst all Division I schools this year. UCLA had had a player selected in each of the last 10 NFL drafts. Sean Ryan is the first UCLA offensive lineman to... Stop throwing stuff! offensive lineman to be selected since 2018 when Colton Miller and Scott Questenberry were selected.
Colton Miller. Remember Colton Miller, Jake?
Still playing. Yep.
In the last 3 out of 4 years, UCLA has had a tight end selected.
He's going to be blocking Greg for Britton Dulcich. Brown,
what happened?
Colton Miller's going to be blocking for Britton Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Devin Asiasi and Caleb Wilson. and finally, in the Chip Kelly era, 12 players have been drafted. So those are some
12
miscellaneous information for UCLA draft selections in the last
What can Brown do for you?
So that's draft.
What do you guys think about, I mean, obviously the amount of draft picks is not commensurate with the, you know, it's more, for the amount of draft picks they've had, you expect they'd probably have won a little more over the last 20 years. When you look at how successful the Bruins have been in the NFL, it's like, what the F? Like, if they just get their shit together, hopefully You know?
If they recruit high school
Chip
players.
Chip Kelly is going to get it. You know what I'm saying, Jake?
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, Mike.
High school players.
But, like, do you think that.
We have NIL money, Mike.
Do you think that.
But it's UCLA. How can they not have NIL money? Although, hey. I think I'm going to say it. It was me. I hooked up home field with UCLA Athletics today.
Nice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Home field put out a tweet saying that they're looking to work with some NIL deals with some student athletes. And I was like, hey, might as well. Hey, UCLA Athletics, check this out. And Martin Jarman chimed in and said, hey, Mike. Go to Westwood Connection.
And then I saw the back and forth
between them and home field and our connection with home field, the one that hooked us up with the.
Did our prize winner get their shirt yet?
It should be on the way. I got confirmation last week. They are right. A little bit slow,
bro.
It's a new faction, but you are getting your stuff,
bro.
Hi, bro.
If you don't get your shirt in the next like week and a half, let us know. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, this aggression will not stand. But
by the way.
But they replied and said, hey, we're on it. So
good job, Mike.
Home field UCLA, this guy.
That's good. Good job, MIKE. Let's see if we can get some more sponsors.
What do you guys think about the
15% off with the code What's Brewing?
I think you still get it. Yeah.
I think you still can. Try it. If not, you know, give it a shot.
What do you guys think of the idea that, you know, because there's been a lot of guys just in the Chip Kelly era, too, that have gotten through to the NFL. Do you think that there's an advantage for players, number one, playing at UCLA, being in Los Angeles, in close relation to two, not one, but two NFL teams, really three when you think, take the Raiders into account because they have a big presence in LA, too. Yeah. And also the fact that since their coach has such, you know, he was in the NFL for, what, 6, 7, 8 years and a big NFL staff. You know, he does have a big NFL staff. The defense coordinator was a longtime NFL guy, Ken Orton, all this. There's very deep NFL roots with the program. I'll bet you that is tied to the number of Bruins that even if they don't get drafted or they don't get drafted very high, there's a lot of guys that are getting shots in the NFL because of the relationships that Kelly and his staff has.
I think I think it's more the latter and not the former. I think the teams being local, probably not as big as the people who know Chip Kelly, know how he coaches, what he preaches in terms of fundamentals, in terms of taking care of your body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the other NFL coaches on the squad, I think probably has a bigger impact than, say, just the...
And the fact that the staff is developing NFL talent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now let's hope that, hey, every year... Under Chip Kelly, they've gotten better and better and better, haven't they? Yes. It's still a big wet fart, though.
Yeah.
Let's break through with it.
Come Let's on. See. Let's see what happens.
How many wins, guys? How many wins? Right now. Here in
nine.
On May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Is it May 2nd?
No, it's May 3rd, Jake.
May 3rd.
A trillion years before the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine right. wins.
Nine. Yeah. I want 10.
Okay.
I'll settle for nine.
I know you do.
I want 10.
I know you do.
I really want 10. But we'll see. One of those 10 has to be...
SC?
Yeah, never mind. I want 10, however you get them.
Okay.
It'd be great. It'd be great if they did.
That would be good.
But whatever. I'll take it. All right. Let's get to the commercial.
Do you think we drink too much?
No, we don't drink too much. Men face reality. Women don't. That's why men need to drink.
I hate it when podcasters talk about what they're drinking.
What else am I going to drink, Bob? A fucking Fresca?
And thank you for joining the What's Brewing Symposium. We appreciate your support. Of course, a symposium is a conversation over drinks, and that's what we're doing right now. Bill, I poured you something that we haven't had in a while.
Breckenridge
Whiskey PX Cask Finish. This is a whiskey out of Colorado. It's 90 proof.
It's nice.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It's a high rye bourbon, age minimum of 3 years, charred new American oak barrels, finished in sherry casks. That's the PX part. And I remember when I first got this bottle, I wasn't a super huge fan.
It's not bad.
And then I've tried it over the year. You know, I've had it for a couple of years now, probably. And the more I try it, the more I like it. I don't know.
It's
kind of in that Angel's Envy sort of And I haven't had that. I mean, I had that recently, but I actually like this better right now.
Real quick, side note about Angel's Envy. Don't they have the Devil's Share as well? The same company, or is it?
I believe so.
Isn't there a Devil's Share?
Their rye is the one that's really, really good.
Got it.
And their bourbon is pretty good. Yeah. But anywho, this is in the sherry casks, and it's pretty good for a Colorado whiskey.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how much I paid for it, but it was probably in the 30 to 40
range.
Which
is a great price for it.
I am having a Manhattan, and I made this out of some rye, a couple bottles of rye that I had a little bit left of.
Yeah.
I think Redemption and the 1776. But more importantly, I'm using my favorite bottle of vermouth in this, and that is Vaya, which is a California vermouth. And it costs a little bit more, but I think it's worth it. It's like $20 at Total Wine. But I always enjoy a good Manhattan. And I've been having like the Black Manhattans recently.
Yeah, good job, Jake.
I know, Bill.
The Black Manhattans are always good.
I'm trying to be inclusive, you know. So, but this is just a straight up regular Manhattan, and I love it. Mikey, what do you have?
I went back to one that I've talked about before, Bunny with a Chainsaw, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is
a good can.
Double dry hopped hazy India pale ale out of paperback from Glendale. But yeah, it's so cute, Bill.
With that one. They're not even trying. It's not even like on the actual can. It's just literally they just wrap it with a label.
You know what? That's
is that the new thing?
That's kind of a thing with
a lot
the,
of these
with these
places are doing that now.
Hippie hipsters and their craft breweries out of their backyards.
Yeah, they're like, drink them. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Oh, yeah. And by the way, quick side note, I just found out that there's a little brewery in Montebello, my hometown,
nice.
Angry Horse, and it's a sweet spot. I actually went to go see the first round of the draft, and the interior of this place looked like it could have been in freaking Los Feliz, Long Beach, or, you know, Hipsterville, USA. You know, it was just a... It was the definition of a hipster brewery, but it was pretty cool. I liked it, especially the East LA IPA.
Okay,
kind of represents. So, yeah, if you're out there, it's a spot for you people.
Very nice.
Yeah,
and of course, this conversation over drinks, you know, is the symposium, and we do appreciate your support once again, Mike. For how much a month can they support us?
$2.
That's $2 a month. Patreon.com/whatsbrewingshow or just whatsbrewingshow.com. You can send the What's Brewing Show into the future. We appreciate your support. You can also, with your, how much, Mike?
$2!
You get access to our Slack feed and additional content throughout the year, including What's Brewing Show After Dark, which we will record periodically, and some other stuff too. And just, you know, it's just $2, and you're supporting the What's Brewing Show Network and the What's Brewing Symposium. So thank you. All right. So, Mikey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have anything else to talk about this week other than, like, what's brewing and the Rot Wedding and whatnot. I mean, do you want to talk about anything else?
Just really quickly. I didn't
God
want to...
Damn
I
it,
didn't.
Mike.
I warned you. We talked about last week the roster situation with the UCLA basketball. Now we have a clearer picture.
They were constipated. They were very impacted.
They've released...
They had a release, like they had a movement, and now it looks like they're clear.
Clearer. Yeah. So really quickly, David Singleton said he's returning, but we've been talking about that for quite a while. So that wasn't a huge, breaking news, but something that is significant is that Miles Johnson said that essentially he's basically retiring from basketball.
Going to IBM. Congratulations.
Hopefully, you know, he still has one more year with his master's in engineering, whether it's going to IBM. You know, he made it clear he's not returning
whatever
for UCLA
doing.
Basketball, but still, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Miles Johnson.
He was the man.
Who was just badass. Great hair, great attitude, just great overall guy. So
I enjoyed watching him play.
Exactly.
Bill did for about a half a season.
Yeah, second half of the season was great.
Warmed up to him.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. No, with reason. First half was like, okay.
Well, let's just be fair. Bill starts at hating every player.
Not yeah, Magic Man. True, yeah.
Unless he likes them, and then they suck. So it's like better if Bill doesn't like
basically
you,
every,
because then you will be better.
Every UCLA...
If he likes you out the box, then that's like a curse.
So every UCLA first-year person is basically at a negative 10.
Yeah.
And in Bill's mind, you have to work your way up. But no, right. But seriously.
Unless
you're
his Magic Man, then you're like a positive 470.
Yeah, exactly.
But for your career,
and
that means
you're
that
cursed.
You'll average 3 points and
anyway,
blow your hammy.
So with Johnson gone, that opens up a roster position. Now... we're going to see about what happens with that. The transfer portal could be good to UCLA if they go to that. But as of now, I wanted to ask you guys really quickly. Portal.
Oh, it's not that bad.
The portal. Portal. Anyway. Portal. Okay, Jake, I'm done with this. Hit the button. I wanted to ask you guys just really quickly. We don't have to go into a whole depth chart, but with questions with UCLA being so deep and questions about who's going to participate the most, who do you think will start next season? We have Amari Bailey coming in. We have Jules Bernard, who should return and was a starter last year. We have Jalen Clark. Who
Why
a lot
are you
of people,
giving Bill all the answers? I want him to actually have to talk.
Well, I'm giving him the options.
I think starting.
He's going to say
no. It's going to be like,
and especially with
Ditto.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And especially with the release of the center position, who do you just
the
what,
BM
what
of
do
the center
you
position?
What are you? What are your thoughts on
who's
what
starting?
The starting
okay.
lineup
so
might be?
It's going to be point guard is still going to be Taiga.
Taiga.
Then it's going to be Jaime Jaquez at the three or the four, three or the four.
Just a baller, man.
Right. You're going to have
stretch four. Yeah.
Stretch four. What's the guy? Oh God, you mentioned him. He's put his name
Bernard.
In the draft. Jules Bernard is going to be out there.
So you do think he's going to return as a starter?
I think he's going to start. I just don't think he's going to have as much playing time. I think if you look at, okay, of the two, besides, take out the point guard, right? Because Tiger's going to be the guy, right? So of the two guys, Jaime Jaquez and Jules Bernard, Amari Bailey is going to have to play, right? Who's going to take
that
more time?
That was another, exactly.
It's probably going to be taking some of maybe Jules' time, right? I don't think he's taking any of Jaime Jaquez. You have for the center, I'm going to say it's going to be a mix between Adem Bona and Mac 10 are going to be those
what
two.
What about Cody Riley?
That's what I was going to say. If Riley, it's not, from what know. I'm hearing, I'll just say this. Go off of this. From what I'm hearing, Riley might move on. So from
he
that,
might.
From that,
we don't know
what
yet.
Do you take? We don't know
so
yet.
So assuming
you're
saying, assuming Riley was, I think, that, you know, if Riley was on, then we got a lot of Bona.
Yeah.
Right?
And Mac.
Boing.
And
yeah, that guy.
Some Nuba, but he's you know Nuba's
Kenny.
He comes in.
He'll still be in the same third position.
But right. Obviously, yeah, exactly. Bona's going to be the guy there. He's like wanting to watch play.
Yeah, yes.
You know, like, you know. Okay,
Jake. So what do you think?
No, I got four out of the five, and then your last one's going to be.
So you said Bona, Jaquez, Campbell, Bernard. So that your fifth guy is.
Oh, Bailey.
Amari Bailey, okay.
Yeah.
I'm right there with him. I mean, you know, and that's...
Oh, no, fuck! Gosh, I am so sorry. Our Riverside guy, Jalen effing Clark.
That's what I was saying.
My
because
bad.
You have Clark coming
My
in.
My bad.
Who,
I totally just blanked on our Riverside. So that's Riverside.
There's the rub.
Sorry.
There's the rub.
No, that's your sixth
Where,
man.
Who
that's
does...
Your sixth man.
Hell no.
Is he your sixth man, or does
no.
he come in as a starter?
He probably comes in as a starter.
You that, find out who...
Over who?
Over Jules.
Bailey.
Jules.
Oh, you said Jules?
You think he'll take over Jules?
Wow, you don't think
No. I'm saying Jules is in your starting five? This shows how much I was paying attention to you.
Yes, Jules is in
your
starting five.
Jalen Clark.
You think Jalen Clark...
Jules is your sixth man.
So, both of you are telling me that your starting five is Tiger Campbell...
Yes.
...at the one. At the two, Jalen Clark. I'm sorry, no, Amari Bailey.
Yes.
At the three, Jalen Clark.
Sure.
Four, Jaime Jaquez.
Well, I mean, three, Jaime...
Jaime has traditionally played at the four.
Okay, fine. Then Jalen Clark three.
Okay.
But I mean, I could easily swap those around.
Exactly, because
positionless basketball. That's what we're talking about.
The last 2 years, Jalen Clark. Whenever there were subs for Jaime, Jalen Clark was a sub.
I don't want them subbing for each other. I want them on the floor.
No, exactly. That's why I'm asking exactly what position they're going to have.
I said that I want Riverside out, and I feel bad that I forgot him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at the five, Bona.
And the Bona.
Okay.
I wish I had my spring drop. It's pissing me off. I gotta load it into the board.
Bang. So okay, no, that I just wanted to ask that because obviously UCLA is
and then there are guys off the bench. Jules, Abby.
So he's your sixth
Singleton.
Man. He's your
Abby.
Sixth man.
And then some form of Mac 10. And Kenny.
I don't think Kenny Nuba will play a lot of minutes.
Okay, then Mac 10.
We also need to think about Dylan Andrews, the freshman, Will McClendon, the redshirt freshman who tore his ACL.
That
dude's a good receiver. Defender. He's a good defender who I think will get more minutes as the season progresses.
Kenny's dead. You got Mac 10. You got McClendon. And you got the other guy. As you said.
Dylan Andrews, yes.
That guy.
Yes. It's just been a weird narrative.
Mike, are they playing any preseason, going to Australia, touring the country?
No, but they should. Oh, that's right.
Are we going to get an early glimpse of this shit, or is it just going to start in, you know, whatever, October?
I haven't heard anything about any summer travel plans, but apparently I don't know. I haven't even heard about this, but last time they did this, every Pac-12 team could do like a international summer league / camp prior to the season. UCLA went to Australia. The whole China thing. I can't remember. Although that was kind of depressing when it happened. I can't remember if that was preseason or non-conference season. But Pac-12 teams have gone international to obviously promote the conference as well as the teams, but I haven't heard anything of that nature.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, are we done?
I'm done. I just wanted to ask your opinions. Damn, yo.
Okay, you got our opinions.
Well, stay tuned for After Dark, because we're going to talk about some LA hotspots in the early aughts for concerts. So.
Or not LA, more like Dave. Pay attention. We're talking 909 shit.
That's right, bro.
Just for you.
That's right.
Maybe. All right. So cool. Let's, Bill, I mean, let's get to your favorite part of the show.
What's brewing with you?
Ooh, oh, shit. Where's the drop? Bill, what is it?
What's brewing with you?
Bill, how do we say it?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to find it. What do we say?
Welcome to What's Brewing with...
What's your favorite part of the show, Bill?
What's brewing with you?
What's brewing with you? You ask me. What's brewing with me? Yeah. What's brewing?
I will say this, that the What's Brewing After Dark drops this week, or I'm sorry, the What's Brewing Show After Dark, the outtakes from this show.
Hilarious.
Pretty solid. So we'll play those on After Dark in a minute. So that's for you guys. Mike, how much a month?
$2.
Patreon.com/What's Brewing Show or What'sBrewingShow.com. Bill.
Yeah, oh. and unlike those communists, Arizona tea people.
I'm a bomb-throwing anarchist now.
Oh, that guy? Oh,
no. Yeah, unlike them who raised their prices from 99 cents to $2, we have been $2 through and through.
Even though Bill wants inflation.
It's everywhere else. It's everywhere else. Just not here, huh? Sons of bees.
Government does not exist,
Mike. What's
amongst these four walls?
Are you kidding me? Tell that to
you know
my
what?
Gas
the government totally sucks. Oh, my God.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks.
I swear to God, I'm looking for new cars, right? And yeah, this is part of my what's right. I guess I'll go first. But, you know, I'm looking for new cars. So I'm like, oh, what is the Toyota Prime, RAV4, whatever, because I'm going to PHEV. And so, oh, look at the Kia Sportage and the Sorento and all that stuff. But you know what I have to watch before I watch my gosh darn video? By the way, Motormouth, shout out to you guys, Canadian car reviewers. Oh, my God, they're really cool. But. What do I have to watch before I watch my stupid YouTube video, Bill?
Oh, commercials.
Oh, dickhead Gavin Newsom telling me about the fucking forest and how great of a governor he is, you prick! Screw you!
Oh, that's I totally agree with you.
All right, sorry. I know.
No, that's good.
We might not have consensus on this, but whatever. I don't want to see no more Gavin Newsom freaking commercials on my goddamn YouTube.
I've been seeing a lot of Rick Caruso's on mine, which is fine.
Vote for mayor. Let's go.
I'm voting.
Anyways, the government totally sucks.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks.
Sorry for that. Hey, guess what I did over the weekend?
You went to our rival podcast and our friends' wedding, all right?
I did. Michael and Alicia. Used to be Michael Castillo and Alicia de Artola.
Now
it's Michael Castillo and Alicia Castillo de Artola.
There you go.
They are now officially married.
That's awesome.
Should have kept your name, homegirl. Solidarity.
That's
what I'm that's saying. Right. Fist in the air.
That's right, bro.
You don't need a man to define you.
Look at you. Look at you laughing. Can say, keep me a straight face.
The wedding was at an amazing compound.
And it literally is a compound.
It really was. It's a beautiful property. And I, you know, I can't. It, there was like a castle turret. There was a outdoor wine cellar called the Dungeon. There was a beautiful like log cabin sort of main house. There was an amazing grass, front area where the wedding was staged that had straight with like wooden kind of kitschy cannons and a giant like very elaborate like. Like a 30-foot tall swing set. Okay. It was amazing. It was an amazing property.
Yeah.
But they got married. It was a wonderful ceremony. Michael looked great. Alicia looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. They were married by their uncle, by Alicia's uncle, who happens to be I believe it's a Catholic priest. I believe the Artolas are Catholic, but anyways, in the family they have a priest and he does all of the ceremonies for the family. It was awesome.
Okay.
He's a very good, funny dude. I went to the rehearsal dinner and he was a great guy to sit next to and talk to, along with Elise's parents.
Yep.
When the nuptials were done and the reception started, it was pretty cool until this happened. I had to tolerate this. This is me filming the 10-piece Trojan marching band.
Why are you bringing this audio onto this show?
I know, right?
Do you know who's
they
just...
They marched into the wedding reception.
Do you know who's pissed off right now? The Godfather. Because he said it...
Let's sing along. How will you sing?
No, let's not.
Hold on.
I love you both, but no. I'm going to walk out of here, Jake. I swear to fucking
this
God.
This song is boring and
okay,
it's
there you
slow.
Go. There you go.
It's the only song we know.
Okay. You've redeemed yourself.
So
thank you.
There's that. So
you know, I learned that from Wife of Cobra Nose.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Yeah. I let it play a little too long. I'm sorry. But then they also had some nice... they had this. They played for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
The only part that I really had trouble tolerating, and I did not record it because I didn't want to ever remember it again, was, of course, what did they play? The Big Tusk.
Yeah.
And then the whole fucking reception is, UCLA. It was terrible. But it was a lovely wedding reception.
Good.
They're on a cruise now. Also,
yes.
Even though the Trojan Band did play there, the What's Bruin Show did make some inroads.
Good.
Alicia's wonderful and lovely brothers.
Yep.
Joaquin, Jose, Carlos, and Andy. I did happen to bring What's Bruin Symposium t-shirts for all four of them. And they did rock them at the wedding and tweet about it.
That's
so if
a
you
win.
Saw that on our Twitter.
That's a plus.
It was a plus. It was a fully Trojanized wedding, right?
Yeah.
The USC, the voice of USC, their reporting arm, Keely Ure, one of our friends, was there in attendance.
Yep.
But we converted four impartials to being Bruins, What's Bruin Symposium fans.
Did you do it legally? Through the transfer portal?
Yeah, exactly. through the portal.
Portal. We got to figure this
really
out.
It's not working, James.
There we go.
Portal.
There we go. Good job, Mike. All right. Bill, what's brand new?
I had a lot of things to talk about. Let's just go with one I mentioned over the weekend. You're probably a little happy. You had some happy juice at the wedding, which who wouldn't blame me for
actually,
that?
Actually, I didn't have anything at the wedding because
I got to go to a concert afterwards.
It was during the day,
yeah,
and it was beer and wine only. Sarah, the lovely Sarah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, but here's the thing. I texted you guys something that happened this weekend. My brother turned 40 this month.
Let's go, Pierre!
And I took him, thank you, Jake, for $8 savings. I appreciate it.
Son of a bitch.
$8 savings. Jake had a special link for Universal Studio tickets. Savings, max savings for two tickets, $8.
$8.
I've been talking to you, and we're going to this rigmarole. You've been searching emails and everything for how much savings? $8.
$8. All right.
So
I hate you, Bill.
I know. So I went in and picked up my brother out in Riverside. He didn't know where he was going. As he got closer, he figured it out.
You never told him?
I didn't tell him.
That's awesome.
And so he's all excited. He's all, wow, this is great. We park, Haven't been to Universal Studios in years.
Right.
I get in there and I go to guest services and like, hey, my brother is mentally handicapped and there are, you know, it's hard for him to stand in line sometimes. Like it gets a little antsy. But she's like, don't worry about it. They basically give me their version of a fast pass.
That's awesome.
Okay. So I get it and I start, you know, I'm like, all right, Pierre, let's pick the, you know, what do you want to go?
Rock and roll.
You know, where do you want to go? And the first one was, oh, by the way, they took out Shrek. It sort of sucks. They took out Shrek and put Kung Fu Panda, but they don't have the 3D glasses anymore. It's really weird. It's really weird.
Well, I thought it was a cool thing though.
It wasn't as to me. I thought Shrek was a little funny, but anyway,
I like that. Well, I didn't ever see the Shrek.
Oh,
Shrek. I saw the Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
So we did that, and guess what? That line was 45 minutes. We showed in the past. Boom, right at the front of the line. Already in. Then after that, I'm like, Harry Potter. I'm like, Pierre, you sure you want to go to Harry Potter? Like, God, we're going to have to wait, or we have to come back at some other time.
Sorry, this is a little delayed, but this is you and Pierre when you show up, right?
Little hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Okay, I'm not going through every ride, but the point is, we got there. Listen to this. We entered the park at 10 a.m. We went on every ride.
Good job.
And
Jurassic
left
Park?
At, yes. Every Transformers. Mummy. Everything. The what's that tour? The tour.
The tram.
The tram.
I
everything.
Love the tram. The tram is awesome.
Tram is cool. The only thing, it was broken for Fast and Furious, which I was okay
really?
With because Fast and Furious sucks. The other one.
Here.
Yeah, it sucks. got out of there at 1:30.
That's pretty good.
That's
Hold
amazing.
On. I need to give you a trumpet, sir, for that. Where's the trumpets?
Yes. 10 to 1:30 every ride.
Most importantly, Pierre had a great time.
Pierre had a great time. Pierre, I realize, does not get motion sickness. I almost threw up after Harry Potter. I don't know if you guys have been
happy.
On. Holy crap. I was like, I can't do this. I'm literally going to throw up. Like, I had to close my eyes. I literally, and then after that, if you guys know this about Universal Studios, a lot of the rides
There's two Harry Potter rides or just one?
There's two, but the other one's a dinky little roller coaster.
Yeah, the motion ride, that's pretty cool. It's like got this
and
thing.
It's pretty cool
yeah.
until you start getting nauseous.
Well, because you're a little bitch like
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
I get motion sickness.
I couldn't. So the rest of the day, Pierre was enjoying himself, that's the main point. I had to close my eyes on Transformers. I almost threw up on Transformers.
Did you go to Voodoo Donuts and get a big giant
donut? I did go to Voodoo Donuts. I got a maple bacon bar.
So good.
And by the way, those donuts are huge.
Yeah.
They're not like these little regular.
I'm going to buy a coffin for Halloween for the lovely Sarah.
What's,
nice.
What's
they sell that? A big coffin and they fill it with donuts.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. But then you get the coffin afterwards, like to go as a lawn ornament.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
$100. Like, why not?
That's not bad.
Psh, psh, $100.
I know. So, guys,
it's
that's
just $1,000 to get our name on a UCLA locker, guys.
You hear that? You hear that, Mike?
I love it.
It's just $1,000, guys. I mean, come on.
I literally hate you guys.
You guys. So, I was happy about that. I was happy. I had a good time outside of the nausea. It was a good time. And here's the thing. You like this for my cheap ass. I look around. I'm like, oh, these lines inside here are too long. I can't fast pass a restaurant here. Let's go to City Walk. Pierre. All these restaurants, tons of them. Pierre, which one do you want? I'm like, Pierre, you want Mexican restaurant? And he looks at me and goes, can we go to Sonic? I was like, Sonic?
Nice.
I was like, Pierre,
do they have one?
They don't have one in LA.
No, you have to stop in Duarte.
Yeah, I was like, Pierre, they don't have a Sonic here. He's like, okay, Jack in the Box. I'm like, yes! This is the greatest.
Like, really?
I was like, this is the greatest lunch of all time, dude. This is awesome.
I hate you so much.
I was like, I love you, Pierre. So there you go. That's my what's brewing. Mike, what's brewing with you?
Sweet, dude.
Dick.
I actually said to him, I said, what do you want? And he said, Sonic.
Mic drop. it's go time, people. It's less than a week from my third sister's wedding, and it is stress inducing a little bit because, you know, just the nature of, you know, having a wedding and, you know, being a part of a family that has a major piece getting married. But my sister is going super chilled out as much as she can, and, you know, which is cool. But the best part is just watching my kids who have never experienced a wedding. Just by chance, all of our friends or family the last wedding I've been to was probably about 8 years ago. And I think Violet was with us, but that's just too young to remember. That's a baby being at a party. That's not participating. The kids are not only participating, but you know, I'm telling him about how reception, how weddings go. You have a wedding, the whole ceremony, then you have a reception.
Yeah.
And depending on your, you know, religious denomination, which, you know, my sister doesn't, and yeah. I, you know, respect her for that. I'm just backing my sister for meeting a guy who is so cool. Oh, yeah. My God, he's such a nerd, and we nerd out on such a bunch of different stuff, but that's besides the point. Josh, love you. Becky, I love you. But I think just this whole experience, just to see my sister getting married, my kids experiencing a wedding, you know, and you know, just having a dance party and meeting family. That was another thing too. It didn't hit me, you know. It obviously, you know, hits you, you know, at different stages.
Sure.
But at the end of last week, I got like 3, 4, 5 different calls from like aunts and uncles, and it's like. Not that they were out of the blue, but I was like, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, it was the wedding. But then I realized, oh, shit, this is real. It's happening. It's really happening. So yeah. Not only do I get to party with my family who, especially after COVID, haven't seen a lot of them after a while. I mean, it's been like 75 years since COVID started. So it's going to be very nice to see them.
Seriously.
But no, I'm really looking forward to... just a celebration of family and love and friendship and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
No, but it's good. Like, it's good to see family.
It's so good. Yeah. I love seeing family. As much as I'm an introvert, I love hanging out with my family and partying with my family. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. So that's what's brewing with me.
Awesome.
Very nice, Mike.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this is good, man. Well, this is good. We had a nice What's Brewing. We missed Jamal. Jamal is saving lives tonight.
No, he's not.
He's not saving any
lives. I told
lives?
You he had a sniffle. And
he can still be,
come.
But he can still save lives.
So he saved his own life?
Sort of. He bought a new car.
Damn.
That's good.
Oh, an awesome new car.
Yeah, he did.
Highlander. I think we're all a little jelly of that cool Highlander that seats 7. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
A couple things before we wrap up the show. Number one, we will have a West Coast Bias tomorrow.
Tonight.
Night, like I said. Yeah, tomorrow.
Or tonight.
You're just all about the West Coast bias.
That'll be tomorrow. Me and Jamal and the Godfather will be coming to you with episode 1.9 of Winning Time.
How many are there?
10.
10.
Almost done with this. What are you guys going to talk about after this?
I don't know. Probably the Dodgers.
No, you're going to probably talk about Magic's documentary. His just came out on Apple.
You
probably
should.
Not. We're probably going to talk about the Dodgers. But that's
and
okay.
Wow. Kareem has a documentary.
Wow. So you're going to say, screw you, Magic?
No, wow. We watch Winning Time. That's all we need to know. That's the official story now. Screw the truth. Wow. It's all about the bombastic whatever. It's, you know, version of reality. There is no truth. There's no objective truth anymore.
Oh, there is
none. So I choose Winning Time.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
You can choose whatever you want to be.
No. It's more fun to me.
Whatever you want to be, Jake.
Anywho, also, May 14th.
If Jake was 20 years older, he'd totally be watching Euphoria.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think Jake would be like, what the fuck? What is this?
F those guys. May 14th, LA Grizzlies, Walnut High School. Are going to take on and destroy
LAPD.
LAPD, right?
But you,
show up.
Are you going to be in the championship
5
or not?
5 p.m. 5 p.m. Walnut High School night game under the lights. We are going to take apart the LAPD Centurions. Mark my words. And if you show up and say, what's brewing with you at the merch table, 25% off. For anybody that says, what's brewing with you?
200% off?
25% off.
Oh, okay. We pay you. We give you money.
We'll pay you just to be there. No.
Hey. Listen.
I think it's
to
a $10 gate. I believe 12 and under are free. $10 gate, 12 and under are free. Bill, the twins can be free. It's fine. Mike, your kids can be free. Yeah, that will make us 3-1, and we will have a shot at the championship game. We'll see. I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will say this: if you choose
we
to take
screwed up being Tri-State, not
if,
by, no.
If you choose take you to go to the game and take your family, please realize it's probably going to be the safest place in all of Southern California. I'm just going to say that out loud.
There'll be a lot of cops there.
There'll be a crap load of cops. So it'll be one of the safest places to be with your family. So enjoy.
Yeah. So come on and enjoy. Also, I think that's it. So, Bill,
that's it.
I think we might do an After Dark. We might not. I don't know. But until next time, what do we say?
Go Bruins.
Good evening.
Try us tomorrow. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
It's got to be in or out, Mom. In or out. Well, I need the door closed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Size doesn't necessarily matter if you want it hard enough.
Dude, Rob, we play some ball on the West Coast.
The final word is boob.